Well, greetings. Tonight, our great night. We have so much going on tonight. We're coming live, amen, doing our talk show tonight from our students in Team 1 and Team 2. And our show tonight is Let's Talk About It. And for the next 30 minutes, we're going to have our people to come, coming at 90 seconds. Go ahead and dial in, Cheryl and Chucky. We're not quite there yet. You don't need paper. I just need you to come up here. Who's Minister Carey? Come, baby, please. You don't need your paper. All you need to do is listen to me and then respond to what I'm saying. That's all.
Exactly.
Okay, praise the Lord. Tonight we're doing our Blog Talk Radio. Let's talk about with Team 1 and Team 2. Countdown. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Okay. Let's talk about it. Responding to prophecy. There's a right way and there is a wrong way. I have Team 1 to my right and Team 1 to my left. And just want to say, representing Team 1 is Minister Carey Roach. Would you like to say something to our radio audience tonight, Minister Roach?
Good afternoon. We're here in Bible study, and we're going to talk about what we already learned in Bible study.
All right. For Team 2, Evangelist Ebony King, would you like to say something to the radio audience tonight?
Good evening, everyone.
All right. We're talking about responding to prophecy the right and the wrong way. So just to give an overview, over the past few months, we've been lagging on this and dissecting the book of Isaiah, and we've went over from chapters 1 to 23 of the Old Testament of the book of Acts, of the Acts of God. And these shows us the actions of God and how he performed and ministered to his people in that day. And so we've been talking about having the correct response or the proper response to Bible prophecy. Everyone responds to the prophetic word of God in one Bible prophecy. There is a correct way and there's an incorrect way. So we want to be sure that we respond every time to God's prophecy the right way. The Bible has examples and proofs of life that brings us close to knowing the mind of God, as close as we can get. So we thank God for that. So when we study in Isaiah, we study the prophets and the actions and the behaviors of the people and the actions of our God in response to the people's actions, we learn a lot about him, wouldn't you say, Minister Roach and Minister King? And so we learn about the way he reacts and how he expects us to react, you know, to his actions and stuff. And so we have seen in biblical knowledge how God saw Israel and Judah, the northern and southern kingdom, and he saw them in their wicked sins and their sin-filled ways, and he'd had enough. So according to Isaiah, he sent a word by Isaiah the prophet to warn the people of what was about to come, the judgment that was about to come on them and because of their evil deeds. And so this is what we're dealing with here. We've understood in our teachings that there's a right way and there's a wrong way, and to respond to the prophecies or to the word that God